and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And tonight I want to consider the key to the abundant life. The key to the abundant life. Jesus makes it abundantly clear that he came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. He is asserting that he and he alone is the provider and medium to an abundant life. And I thought about Jesus' statement. And I thought, if Oprah Winfrey was to announce a seminar entitled "The Key to Abundant Living," lines would be formed around the block of the American Airlines Center. And we would stand there in the rain and cold with $300 tickets in our hands. If Barack and Michelle Obama were hosting a forum about abundant living, some would pay, because I'm not one of those, who would pay $700, $1,000 a ticket, plus parking, at AT&T Stadium to hear what they had to say. Because we seek a life of abundance. We want access to it. We want to unlock it. We want to have it at our disposal. So what do? We enroll in school. We apply for promotions. We search for a spouse. We learn about money in hopes that this will lead us to a life of abundance. But I need to tell you, there's nothing wrong with school, nothing wrong with promotions, nothing wrong with finding a spouse and getting financial education, but those won't lead to the abundant life. Jesus, the Son of God, recorded in a book and announced to the world that he came in order that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And I think we need to read what he said. We need to understand what he said. And we need to study what he said. Because I may not have all the money. And I may not have the best grades and the best education. I may not have spouse or children, but I can still live an abundant life. And I think we need to understand what this abundant life is all about. So many times we think of abundance, we think of money in the bank, clothes in the closet, food in the refrigerator, cars in the garage. And just because we have those things may not mean that we are living the abundant life. It just might mean we are living the covetous life. That's the way a prosperous farmer lived. You remember in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, he had an abundance He said, I'm going to build barns, and I'm going to tear down my smaller barns. I'm going to build bigger barns. Luke 12, verse number 15, Jesus said, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. You can have it all. You can have it all in the closet and in your garage, and you can go there and at the touch. Just ask Mr. Epstein. He had it all, billionaire, but yet in his abundance of things, missing the abundant life. Watch further, get the next verse. He spake a parable to them, saying, a certain man, rich man, brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. I got too much. It's overflowing. It's abundant. He said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. I'm going to keep my savings account full. My cupboard is going to be full. My pantry is going to be full. My freezer is going to be full. And then I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. You have a bunker. He ready in case of nuclear war. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? He had an abundance, but he did not have the abundant life. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. We must not get it twisted that abundant life is not equivalent to an abundance of things. I have to be careful about my Costco excursions. I don't have to have everything I see in there. It just had to hit home for me. What is this abundant life that Jesus is speaking all about? In John 10, he says, I've come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Abundant means extraordinary, exceedingly excellent, great. So Jesus is essentially offering to us an extraordinary, exceedingly excellent, great life. Long before Trump adopted the slogan, Jesus was already making men great again. So the next question I said to myself is, how does he do it? How does one live an abundant life? How does one obtain an excellent life? How does one achieve a great life? And in this particular text, I saw Jesus provide the key. In the context, on the heels of Jesus healing the man born blind in John chapter 9, that man is subsequently kicked out of the synagogue for acknowledging Jesus as the one who healed him. And in verse number 40 of John chapter 9, the Pharisees inquired if they were blind. Verse number 40, he said, and some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Because Jesus stated in verse number 39, he says, for judgment I come into the world, into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And the Pharisees asked, are we blind? Jesus is saying to them, he wishes that those who see might not see, and they which see might be made blind. But what are you talking about, Jesus? Jesus says, I want to help those who lack understanding see. And I want to help those who think they have understanding to become blind. The Pharisees asked, are we a part of the blind group? And Jesus says in verse number 41, if you were blind, ye would have no sin. But now ye say, we see. In other words, we have insight. We have understanding. We don't need you, Jesus, because we already have enlightenment. And Jesus says, because that is your attitude, therefore your sins remain. Now, he tries to help them with this parable in John chapter 10. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but the Bible says they understood not what things which he spake unto them. They could not understand the parable, but they claimed to have enlightenment. So Jesus explains to them the meaning of the parable in verse number 7. And he tells them, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Now, I know he's not talking about Abraham, Moses, and Elijah or John the Baptist, because Jesus endorsed all of those men during his ministry. He is talking about the scribes and Pharisees and some of those religious leaders who were leading people astray, essentially robbing them of a relationship with God. When you look at Matthew chapter 23, Jesus denounces those scribes and Pharisees. He calls them serpents. He calls them blind guides. He calls them hypocrites. In other words, these are dangerous thieves and robbers. Jesus is saying to them, you are the thief and the robber, but I want you to know that I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are robbers, thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus is telling them, those who hear his voice will go in and out and find pasture. Pasture is the place where the sheep feed freely. Pasture is the place where there is an abundance for the sheep. Not only will they find pasture, he says they shall be saved. Tells them, those who hear his voice, those that hear, that's the key to the abundant life. These are the ones who have access to the life of abundance. Notice now in the parable, he said, those who follow him, they hear his voice. He keeps saying they recognize his voice. If you and I want to have an abundant life, you mean the key to that abundance is not money in the bank, is just hearing and following what God wants me to do. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. I wish it was deeper than that. But when you look at the Bible, even in the Old Testament, you will see this key and this principle. In Exodus chapter 15 and verse number 22, shortly after the children of Israel came out of Egyptian bondage, they crossed over the Red Sea. And when they crossed over the Red Sea, they were brought into the wilderness of Shur and went 3 days and found no water. Watch what the Bible says. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. The people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? We just came out of Egyptian bondage, and now we have gone 3 days without water, and we need something to drink. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree which he had cast into the waters, and the waters were made sweet. And there he made an ordinance, a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he proved them. Watch what he says now. He says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and wilt do that which is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will bring none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the God that healeth. He's saying to you, if you want the key to success, the key to abundance, you're going to have to listen to me. What's the next verse? The next verse says, and they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water, 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. In other words, Jesus, God is telling them, if you listen to me, if you hearken to me, follow my voice, I can bring you to abundance. I can bring you to a place where there's 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, shade for you. He's trying to get them to see. He's trying to get us to see. The key to abundance is hearing and following after Jesus. Go to Deuteronomy, just real quick, Deuteronomy chapter 30 And here are the children of Israel on the brink of entering into the promised land. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse number 15, before they crossed into the promised land, watch what God tells them. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. Watch now. The next verse says what? In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. I want you to be great. Abundance, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. The next verse says, but if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. Then watch what he says. I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish. She shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to possess. You can have abundance, or you can have your stay perish. I'm giving it to you. You can have life, you can have death, you can. But it's all connected to us hearing and obeying. Even in the New Testament, you remember Peter in Luke chapter 5 had been out all night fishing, caught nothing. And Jesus said, let's go back out into the deep. And I want you to let your nets down for a drought. Peter said, we've been toiling all night, but nevertheless, at your word. And he let down his nets and they had so much fish, an abundance of fish, that they had to call to their partners to help them. Jesus, John fed the 5,000. He gave a commandment to them. Sit down. This is how I want you to get the, I want you to pass out the food, and then I want you, listen, follow him. And when they finished passing and breaking, the Bible says that they had 12 baskets left over. You mean if you listen and follow after Jesus, you can have more than when you started? I'm talking about the abundant life. When Jesus turned water into wine, his mother said, whatever he says, do it. And Jesus told them to fill up the water pots. And when the governor tasted the water that had been made into wine, he said, you have saved the best for last. You mean to tell me? Because those individuals followed what they heard by Jesus, they were able to partake in the best. Oh, if I can just give you one more. You remember Jesus met that woman at the well. She said that she had been coming here for a long time. John 14 and 15. And Jesus told her, if whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Jesus says, I can give you an abundance that you will never thirst again. Are you talking about literal water? No, I'm talking about spiritual water. Jesus wanted us to know when we listen to him and follow him, he is going to abundantly supply us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Peter told us, add to our faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, and knowledge temperance, temperance patience, and patience godliness, godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they shall make you that you neither be barren or unfruitful. And if you give right, We read it every Sunday, but he says, Paul said, God is able to make all grace abound toward you. That's the abundant life. The key to it is not what you accumulate, but what you incorporate into your life. If you say, whatever Jesus tells me to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to follow him by faith. Put your trust in him and know that there is abundance coming. It may not be that you have a nice car to drive, but it might be that you got peace of mind. Peace that passes all understanding. I can make you abundant. Tomorrow, some of our young people will be going to school. First day. And I know you're going to have a great school year. Teachers, administrators, they're looking forward to a great school year. And every year, kids will make up in their mind, I'm going to do better than I did last year. And I want you to do better. But I want you to also know, that you can still live an abundant life, even if your grades may not be better. But you will be better. See, because when you adopt the mindset that I'm going to follow, listen and follow after Jesus, that means when my teacher comes into the class, before I even get to class, I'm starting to pray for her or him at home. I'm praying for my teachers because I know that Jesus lived a life of prayer, and he prayed for those that followed him, and he also prayed for his enemies. If you want a great school year this year, try working, as Paul says, unto the Lord and not unto men. And if you give your best to the Lord, you're going to be all right with men. You want to have abundant life in your relationships. Try living them the way Jesus instructed us. Sometimes you are compelled to do things you may not want to do. But Jesus says, if you compelled to walk 1 mile, then go ahead and walk 2. Somebody you can't get along with and you feel compelled that this was the time that you couldn't avoid them. You were in a head-on collision down the aisle. Like Jesus, go the extra mile. I'm going to treat them better than they treat me. It may be hard at first, but I just believe that he came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly, greater, exceedingly excellent. And you can have it without all the money in the bank. Do you want to live an abundant life? Only Jesus is the key. He says, if you enter through me, you can go in and out and find pasture. It is only exclusively through Jesus that we can have an abundant life. If you're here, you're not a child of God. The abundant life awaits you. He gives it to you freely. When we decide that we're going to follow, listen to him and follow him. Jesus says to us that if you confess me before men, I will also confess you before my Father. But if you deny me before men, I will also deny you before my Father. One of the ways that you acknowledge and confess Jesus is with your mouth, by having a repentant heart, saying that I have been following my own ways and whims, but now I want to fully follow Jesus.
Amen.
And when you make that great confession, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and go down in water baptism for the remission of sins, you become a child of God, an heir with Christ Jesus. And all of the blessings of heaven are made available in abundance to you. If you're a child of God, but you haven't been living life abundantly, make the decision tonight that I'm going to start listening and following the voice of Jesus. If you need to respond to the invitation, won't you come as we stand, as we sing the song that has been selected.
Oh, do not let the word depart, and close thine eyes against the light. Poor sinner, harden not your heart, be saved, oh, tonight. Oh, why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight? Wilt thou be saved? Then why not tonight?